It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and DeGenovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, if you don't know this by now, I don't know where you've been. We've been reporting at great length about the statewide mask mandate. It ended this past Saturday, and we have a fiasco, two incidents that already unfolded over the weekend. We're going to dive into that. But Dave, I also felt like lawmakers' so-called endgame, when they put the mandate in place for April 10th, it's fizzled. It's fizzled because so many places are still requiring masks.
Which was kind of the point, I think, in a roundabout way.
Oh, sure.
I thought it was, let's not worry about, you know, Big Brother, the state mandating it. Let's just make the decision ourselves, make that decision in our own private businesses. But yeah, the mandate is gone. The statewide mask mandate is gone. It's still there in private businesses. Salt Lake City still has the mask mandate in place. I saw it when I went to go get a drink with my buddy on Saturday.
Clarify that. A soda.
Sorry, a soda. We went to go get a soda. I heard Diet Cokes. And we stopped by Maverick, and he forgot his mask.
Oh,
we just gotten done playing pickleball, because that's all I want to do anymore, just play pickleball. But we just got done with pickleball, and we went to grab a drink, and we get out, and he's like, oh, I forgot my mask. And I said, well, buddy, you're in luck.
Why?
The state mask mandate is over.
But what did the sign say at Maverick?
It did. For you know, months and months, it said mask required.
Okay.
So I was curious to see if it changed at all on that Saturday.
And?
Sure enough, it did.
What?
It said mask recommended.
Oh.
So we were able to go in. I had my mask. He didn't have his. Now, it wasn't super dangerous because he's had COVID and he had both his shots.
Oh, does he mind you telling the world that?
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, he better be fine because I just did. But you know, it's one of those situations where he's not really a risk to anybody, but
or himself.
Appearances,
yeah.
You'd be like, oh, that guy's sending a statement. Like, no, he's just grabbing a drink.
He just forgot his mask.
He just forgot his mask.
He forgot his mask. Okay, mask fiasco number one. In Salt Lake City, there's a clothing store. I think it might be a consignment store. Not 100% sure about that. We're going to find out more in just a moment about Stockist. It had to close early yesterday because there's a man who walked in who didn't want to wear a mask, allegedly. All right? These are all allegations. And then he threatened to return with a gun. Employee Josh Edgar explains the experience, what went down at the store.
Then one thing led to another, and eventually I just had to ask him to leave the store. And as he was leaving the store, he was still yelling profanities at us, and he said that he was going to come back with a gun and shoot us all.
And he continued to say that the man went into the store with intention.
But it was definitely coming here to put up a fuss about the mask mandate, and we were targeted because of that.
And that's terrible, mm-hmm. Obviously. Like, I know there's a lot of people that are super anti-mask, but you cross the line, obviously, when you start threatening, when you start making a fuss. I think the governor said it best. He's like, listen, let's not freak out over this. Let's just be good citizens. If someone asks us to wear a mask, let's do it, or don't go to that business.
Don't yell at the clerk. Don't yell at the store manager. Don't make a fool of yourself because you don't want to wear masks.
And definitely don't threaten to come back with a gun. I think that was implied.
Ooh, KSL TV Tanya Dean looked into that, the information on the suspect.
Employees did call the police, but were frustrated that an officer couldn't come out because there were higher priority calls. No arrests have been made. If you have any information on the suspect, please contact the Salt Lake City Police Department.
Well, there you go. threats? That sounds like a pretty high priority call to me. We ought to be putting a call into the Salt Lake City Police Department this morning to see if they've apprehended that suspect. We want to let you know that the governor set to call in at 10:20 this morning. Just getting word from our producer, we might have to shift that to 10:35 based on his schedule. But not to worry. The governor is saying he's going to be calling within the 10 o'clock hour. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to him about this and also what we're hearing about vaccines, the fact that Johnson & Johnson is struggling to get more shipments out to the states.
Did anything change for you on Saturday?
Yes. Well, actually, it didn't happen until Sunday. I went hiking without a mask on.
Hiking? Outdoors?
Yeah.
You've been hiking with the mask on?
I've been hiking with the mask on. When I cross paths with people, because I hike in narrow trails, Dave, that are steep and dangerous. You know, I'm a daredevil out there in the wild. And when I cross paths with people, that it's I've actually had people on hiking trails in Mill Creek Canyon ask me before they pass me to mask up.
Really?
Yes, last summer. I had that happen frequently. And also at Brighton, I hike Brighton a lot. You know that. Been lost there twice. they've asked me to mask up there as well. Now, I do, and I have a mask always on my wrist. In the summer, I don't wear it under my chin because it's too hot out, but I always have one on my wrist. And I also have extras in my pack. So I have them. But yeah, I do bring them. Yesterday, I hiked for the first time without wearing a mask or having it handy. Granted, it was Sunday afternoon. There weren't a lot of people on the trail. But I went masked up into the stores this weekend. I did gas up my car without a mask on.
So even
this is
you are starting to.
Yeah.
I think we're going to start seeing more and more of it. Maybe not right away, because I think people are just so used to it. And especially since so many businesses and schools are still requiring it. K-12 still has to wear it. That's been mandated. So I think a lot of people are just, quite frankly, in the groove.
Utah,
and they're used to wearing it.
Utah Transit Authority, Dave, also requiring masks. In fact, on one of the trains this weekend, there was an encounter with a man who refused to mask up. So not only did we have the retail store that had the situation go down with the maskless man, but UTA also has had an incident. Police had to be called. Now, police did respond in that case because I read the police report on it. So they did respond. I don't remember if that man was arrested or not. I think he was. In fact, I think he was arrested, but he refused to mask up when asked. So UTA is requiring them. The Jazz requiring masks. Salt Lake City International Airport requiring masks. Where else? So many places I go to are still requiring masks. They aren't giving you the option. They're not saying recommended. They're saying masks required.
It will be very interesting to see how the next month plays out, because before the mask mandate, we were wearing masks at a 75% clip. The state actually tracks this. Once the mask mandate came in, it bumped it up 5 more percentage points. So we were wearing it about 80% of the time. It'll be interesting to see what the next 4 weeks tell us. Are we all about ripping off the masks, or are we still going to be doing a pretty good job?
It just hit me as
well.
We'll
see.
Dave, Salt Lake County. Salt Lake County facilities, you still got to wear a mask.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.